Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PFCC, candidates for the Essex Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your police, fire and crime commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners. Track 3. Roger Hurst, the Conservative Party candidate. Track 4. Robin Charles William Tilbrook, English Democrats, More Police Catching Criminals. Track 5. Chris Vince, Labour and Cooperative Party. Track 6. John Whitehouse, Liberal Democrat. Track 7. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Essex. Track 2. About Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, PFCC. The role of the PFCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. In addition to their role overseeing the police, a PFCC is also the Fire and Rescue Authority, FRA, for their area. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales. In London and Greater Manchester, there will be elections at the same time for mayors who carry out the PCC and fire functions. PFCCs are responsible for both the police force and the fire and rescue service within their area, and are responsible for delivering efficient and effective services. 39 Police and Crime Commissioners, PCCs, will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also PFCCs, Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire, Northamptonshire. PFCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the police force and fire and rescue service to account on behalf of the public. PFCCs bring a public voice to policing and the fire and rescue service, and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, setting the fire and rescue objectives for their area through a fire and rescue plan, ensuring the police force and fire and rescue service budgets are spent where it matters most, and appointing the Chief Constable and Chief Fire Officer, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PFCCs also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PFCC does not run the police force or fire and rescue service. Chief Constables and Chief Fire Officers are responsible for the day-to-day operations of their relevant service, but they are accountable to the public via the PFCC. With a single directly elected individual overseeing both police and fire and rescue services, there are greater opportunities for blue light collaboration. Represent the entire community. As with all PCCs, PFCCs are legally required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office regarding their policing responsibilities. The oath is designed so that PCCs can publicly set out their commitment to upholding the integrity of the office. It reflects the commitment police officers make to serve every member of the public impartially, and makes clear that they are there to serve the people, not a political party or any one section of their electorate. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Essex Police Force area and Fire and Rescue Service area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-2-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. Roger Hurst, the Conservative Party candidate. Election statement. If re-elected as Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, I will ensure that Essex Police sees more investment in its capability to prevent crime and get crime down, and that Essex Fire and Rescue is supported to protect people and prevent fires, flood hazards and road traffic collisions. I will provide funding for an additional 300 police officers on top of the 500 we have already added. Burglary, theft and robbery are coming down now. Domestic and sexual abuse and harassment must be tackled so that women and girls are safer and do not have to live in fear. I want to see a continued crackdown on drug-driven violence and gangs. Making our roads safer is important to all of our residents. We must see more patrols and work with other agencies to educate and protect all road users. I will continue to support Community Speedwatch and Fire and Rescue in their role to educate drivers and riders. Volunteers play an important role in keeping our county safe. We now have over 500 special constables, making us the second largest special constabulary in the country. We will expand further. Rural communities can be particularly isolated and vulnerable. I will ensure that police and fire and rescue protect those in rural areas and keep businesses safer and free from crime. To make our county safer, we need to make a strategic commitment to prevention, a shift in main effort from rapid response into a model of targeted prevention and early intervention. We need to help and protect those who are vulnerable and at risk, and work in partnership with our communities to identify where people are most exposed and keep them safe. Prepared by A. Jeffries on behalf of Roger Hurst, both of 799 London Road, Grays, RM20 3LH. Contact details roger.hurst4essex@gmail.com. Track 4. Robin Charles William Tilbrook, English Democrats, more police catching criminals. Election statement. Robin is a local solicitor and is the chairman of the English Democrats. The English Democrats are the only campaigning English nationalist party and are the foremost party of law and order in England. We are also opposed to the British establishment's attempts to break England up into bogus regions. The British government sends too much of our English taxes to Scotland and Wales, whilst asset stripping England. Scotland, Wales and Northern Ireland have their own governments who control their health regulations, as we have seen during the coronavirus crisis. None of them pay for prescriptions, whereas in England, ours have just gone up again. We aim to end politically correct policing. We want to stop statist multiculturalists from using the police to globalise and divide up England. We will ensure that the animal welfare laws are strictly enforced in halal slaughterhouses. The English Constitution specifically allows us to defend ourselves and our property. We should make sure that our police respect our English rights and support victims of crime in defending themselves and their homes against criminals in accordance with the English Bill of Rights. We will grant licenses for carrying pepper sprays to allow people to protect themselves from attack. We will ensure firearms certificates are granted to people of good character who want to exercise their constitutional right to defend their homes. English Democrats will make sure that homeowners are supported and not burglars. If you want to see our police refocused on protecting our people from criminals, on traditional English policing, on maintaining law and order, and on supporting the rights of victims to defend themselves, then vote English Democrats on 6th of May. Prepared by the candidate of the English Democrats, Choirs Green, Willingale, CM50QP. Contact details, website https://www.englishdemocrats.party. Twitter @RobinTilbrook. Blog http://robintilbrook.blogspot.co.uk/. Telephone 0207 242 1066. Email inquiries@englishdemocrats.party. Track 5. Chris Vince, Labour and Cooperative Party. Election Statement. The Tory record on law and order is criminal. After 10 years of Tory cuts, our safety is being put at risk, with over 300 fewer Essex police officers patrolling our streets and communities. Now the Tories want to increase the police section of the council tax by nearly 5%. The government have lost over 250,000 police records, and the Tory Home Secretary is asleep on the job. Our communities need change. Police funding should come from central government, with tax rises for those who can afford it, not for those already paying the price for Tory failure. We must be proactive in tackling crime in our communities. Listening to local residents and doing more to support the victims of crime. I've spent 5 years speaking to Essex residents about law and order. They tell me how they worry about the rise in violent crime and lack of police visibility. They feel let down by Tory cuts and want action. My priorities as your police, fire and crime commissioner would be to 1. Campaign for more funding from this cuts-driven Tory government to support our police and fire service work with you in our communities to fight crime across Essex. 2. Work together with the Police Federation and the Fire Brigade to support those on the front line. 3. Change the role of the Deputy PFCC to work closely with charities and local groups to tackle violence against women. 4. Develop more effective strategies to fight back against gang violence, knife crime and county lines drug dealing across Essex. On May the 6th, vote for a police, fire and crime commissioner who will put you and your priorities first. Vote Chris Vince. Prepared by Russell Kennedy on behalf of Chris Vince, both at 1 Whitehall Estate, Flexmeadow, Harlow, Essex, CM19 5TP. Contact details CLLRChrisVince@gmail.com. Telephone 01279 625 860. Track 6. John Whitehouse, Liberal Democrat. Election Statement. The global pandemic and struggling public services have led to communities across Essex suffering. This is why, as Essex's Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner, I will put our communities at the heart of our police and fire strategy. If we are to reduce crime and support victims better, every part of Essex needs to pull together, the police working with local councils, voluntary organisations and residents to tackle crime at the roots, not simply clean up afterwards. We have seen too many police station closures in Essex. This undermines the ability of the police to effectively fight crime and help their communities. Young people have been disproportionately hit by reductions to public services. Take the attempted cuts to Essex libraries, which Essex Liberal Democrats fought against. Cuts to youth services lead to fewer opportunities for young people and higher antisocial behaviour levels. It is vital that we work to ensure that fewer people end up in the criminal justice system. Two effective ways of doing this are adopting a public health first approach to tackle drug abuse and using restorative justice to intervene and divert people away from the criminal justice system at an earlier date. As the PFCC, I will do both of these and invest the savings in police time in increasing community policing. Our fire service plays a vital role that goes far beyond fighting fires. As the Commissioner, I will ensure fire and policing services work together, including a public education program to reduce nuisance calls. Finally, I recognise that our police officers and firefighters have some of the toughest jobs in public service, and will ensure they have the training and support needed to tackle the challenges they face every day. Prepared by Becky Carr, 13A, Beehive Works, Beehive Lane, Chelmsford, CM2 9JY. Contact details www.essexlibdems.org.uk. Track 7. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Essex. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Essex. Police, Fire and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Essex on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Hurst Roger, the Conservative Party candidate, Tilbrook Robin Charles William, English Democrats, More Police Catching Criminals, Vince Chris, Labour and Cooperative Party, White House John, Liberal Democrat. I can be contacted at Adrian Pritchard, Rowan House, 33 Sheepen Road, Colchester, CO33WG. Email address adrian.pritchard@colchester.gov.uk. Phone number 01206 282211. Web address www.colchester.gov.uk. The print version of this booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with it, please recycle it. This is published by the Minister for the Cabinet Office, 70 Whitehall, London, SW1A 2AS. That is the end of this audio presentation of the booklet, Choose My PFCC.